There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. And, John, we've got, we mentioned we have a lot of rain. We're going to see some farms go under. And as you mentioned in hour number one, it could be a total loss for this year for some farms in Texas, obviously, right?
And but, you know, we haven't had rain here for 2 days now, and there's no rain forecast for the next week. So in some ways, it almost feels like we're entering a drought, except for we've got to get rid of this flooding. It is it's bad if you live near a river.
John, you know, literally to get back from the Joplin area on Friday, the rain was so heavy that, you know, we live on this dirt road, and you've been on this dirt road, and we have what's this low water bridge. Well, I was out hanging out the window on the passenger side. Our son was operating the vehicle, the truck, this 3/4 ton truck. I had this flashlight out the window, looking at the water level, and we were crossing water on our road that I'd say, okay, well, we're past the tires, you know, we're up to the rim or the wheel. All right, now we're at the center of the axle, on the, you know, on the front of the truck. This is a tall truck. It was below water. We're up to the doors. And then as we went through it, water was rushing across the road, and the tailpipe was underwater, gurgling underwater. That's how much water we had, you know, at our farm. I could not get across this with my all-wheel drive car. I had to leave it, you know, up the hill on a neighbor's property, and I was able to get it the next day. Well, actually, you know, about almost 24 hours later. Because that's when the water was at a point where it was only up to the center of my axles. So it's a real problem. And we had some washouts. Our son had to fix the road so I could get home, you know, the next day with our tractor. It's a real problem. Commerce is affected, you know, and here's something, a preparedness tip. When you think rain is coming like this, you need to get your, if you're going to buy fuel for your vehicle, get it before the rain comes. When you have heavy rains like this, water will enter the underground fuel tanks at the filling station. And you don't want that. So to prevent that, make sure you get your fuel before the storm rather than after the storm. Because there's a greater possibility that there'll be water in your fuel. And it will shut down a gasoline-powered vehicle as well as a diesel. So to prevent all those problems, try not to get your fuel after a heavy rain. And try not to get your fuel while the filling station has just received a shipment of fuel. Because that stirs up all the sludge and dirt on the bottom of the fuel tanks. The underground fuel tanks when they receive their shipment. That's just a quick tip. John Reagan?
Are you ready for some spy tech?
I'm ready.
Okay.
The microphone mute on.
I'll start off. Is that a joystick in your pocket, or are you Google is working with Levi's to come up with a smart fabric that you can use to control your cell phone. I imagine they could also be used to control your notebook or tablet, where it works as like the touchpad or joystick. And I'm also willing to bet that if they're going ahead and making these control mechanisms for the computers at the same time, they're going to insert some circuitry in there so that it can monitor your body, you know, which, you know, people are buying separate devices for that right now, you know, monitor your heart rate and your blood sugar and then basically everything else. So we can just totally spy on you. The Apple Watch, which, you know, just recently came out. This, the second article there talks about the power of today's small devices. And this new small Apple Watch that fits on your wrist is more powerful than the Cray-2 supercomputer from 1985. Really, really tremendous amount of processing power. The Air Force has a new missile that, unlike a nuke, which would broadcast an EMP to a large area, this broadcasts an EMP to a small area, so they can individually target specific buildings or people and destroy your electronics, and you don't ever hear a thing. And let me just go ahead and just drop down to the last one there. It's also Air Force related, where they now have initial trials of the laser weapons to be mounted on airplanes. And when you see these things on in the lab, it's a bit different than seeing that. It's like here it's got a still photo where you see the beam coming from a plane. When you see a video of how lasers work in action, these can be retargeted and hit multiple targets in a second. It's mind-boggling. And the next to last one there, they now have iris scanners that can identify you from 40 feet away. And it's, you know, this is going to be one of the ways. They've got that. They've got facial recognition. They can recognize you by your heartbeat, by the way you walk, by the way you smell. There is not going to be any way to hide very soon. Vincent.
John, just for our class's information, I just got off the phone listening to the listen line, 605-562-7727. Doesn't seem to be working at all from our studio here. And 605-562-4080 is choppy. And this is from a landline on our end. So the report that we got, I have verified that the listen line is acting up. I'm not sure why, but I wanted to share that with you. So now, John, as far as the watch, the Apple Watch, I'm very, very concerned about that. And, you know, everybody I've seen that was wearing a watch at the expo over the weekend, no one had a wind-up watch. Every single watch was powered either by a battery, and it had an analog face on it, or it was a digital watch that was powered, you know, with a small computer. And the Apple Watch is of course, even more concerned to me because it's transmitting, and it's right on your wrist. So here we have Joe Biden's son, who died of brain cancer. We had Johnny Cochran dying of brain cancer. We have Ted Kennedy dying of brain cancer. Now, I believe that the common thread was the cell phone that all three of those individuals used. Now, I can't prove it. I'm not a medical doctor. But I believe that cell phone radiation is that dangerous that it will cause brain cancer. And Norm Shealy's in the same camp. So are many others. So is Katie Singer. Now, wearing a device on your wrist that pulses electromagnetic radiation, I think, is of great concern. You know, back in the turn of the century, gold was combined with radioactive elements, and they made these medical seeds that were the size of a grain of rice. So if you had some kind of a disease, they'd say, okay, let's put this little seed in there, this gold seed, and we'll see if we can cure your disease. So it was radioactive, but it was gold, because gold's inert. They could put it in the body without causing too many problems, except for the radiation. Well, those medical experiments didn't work all that well, so what they decided to do was, it was gold, and they didn't want to throw away the gold, so they mixed it in with, they recycled the gold, and that gold was used for making wedding rings and so forth. Well, people who bought wedding rings that was made with that recycled gold, small portion of the radiation that was put in the radioactive elements that were put in this in these seeds, entered the consumer gold market. Wedding rings and so forth were made with them, and people had their fingers swell up 3, 4, 5 times the normal size, and they didn't know what was going on, but it was the radiation from the wedding band. So here's just one more indication that I'm concerned about some of this technology, and what could wearing one of these watches do that's communicating to your wrist. I'm not doing it. I am using my old-fashioned 1950s, 1940s wind-up watch. Literally. I'm not kidding. So that's my comment on watches. And I haven't seen anyone I know wear a wind-up watch besides me. John, have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Now, in the 1970s, it was still common to see someone with a wind-up watch. They'll say, my watch stopped. I forgot to wind it this morning. Can you imagine that? Winding your watch. Well, when these watch batteries came out that powered these watches for about a year, it was like the most amazing thing. You didn't have to wind your watch every day. Not even once a week. Not even once a month. Those things would just keep going for a year. Now they go even longer than a year. But I'm really concerned about that technology on the wrist. That's just one reaction to what you said. John Reagan will be back in just a minute. Well, actually a couple minutes. And we're going to be talking more about SpyTech. The Financial State of the Union.com with Captain John Reagan. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. What's next, John?
Well, I want to get into the bigger picture. And first up, what a problem. Whataburger is a popular hamburger chain, started here in Texas about 60 years ago. And it's mostly in the south, from Arizona over to the east coast, Georgia, Florida. And there was an announcement that hit this morning where normally their breakfast hours are 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Well, now they're going to only serve breakfast for 4 hours on weekdays from 5 to 9 and 6 hours on weekends from 5 to 11 because of the egg shortage. And breakfast is only while supplies last. That is how serious this egg shortage and the bird flu problem is.
Yeah, we talked about that weeks ago, John, and we said this is the kind of thing that would happen. And I mentioned that the minute I learned about this, I ran out right after the broadcast and I bought 6 more chicks for egg laying. And they're in the guest room right now. And they're just making noise, and they're scratching, and they're in a dog kennel or a dog cage that's maybe 3 feet long by 2 feet wide. They're little tiny chicks. They've got a lot of room in there now, and for their size. And we're going to start introducing them in a couple weeks to the outside for an hour at a time, get them used to being outside, and then they're going to start eating bugs and being free-range chicks on the farm. And ultimately, they'll lay eggs and increase our egg production. But that was our immediate response, and we talked about that on the air, John, that we did that. And what does a chick cost? Well, they used to cost, when we did it, they were about $3, just over $3 a piece. I don't know what they cost now. I saw some on Craigslist that were a little older, and they were $11 a piece. So I don't know if that's because the chicks were older and the price goes up as they get older, or whether the shortage has caused the price to go up. I'm not sure. But I do know that we bought some because we were concerned. And we have a rooster, and we're going to start raising our own chicks and increasing the flock. That's the plan.
You know, we're here trying to inform people, and there's so many challenges in that. And the next two articles are on that. Better off talking to a goldfish. Plus, I think I found some stupid voters. Well, the average attention span is now down to 8 seconds, which is less than a goldfish. So we may have more meaningful conversations sitting there talking to the goldfish bowl than trying to talk, I think, especially to today's young people. And there was an incident where somebody got banned from Facebook because she took some bulk detergent and was dividing it up and was offering $12 for a case of 48 and saying that was 25 cents a bottle. And she got all kinds of heck saying, no, you're charging $4 because 48 divided by 12 is 4. And, you know, but besides the stupidity of the person that brought that up, the moderator, you know, went along with it and banned her from the group. And considering that it takes me an hour to talk about the financial condition of the United States, you know, what do you do when the attention span is 8 seconds and people don't understand that when you charge $12 for 48 of something, it is 25 cents each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, John, that conversation came up over the weekend. We were talking about young people who have jobs, and, you know, the cash registers have to tell them how much change there is. And I heard of a young lady who was making change using the Austrian method of making change. So, for example, if the item was at 84 cents, it'd be a penny, 85, and a nickel, 90, a dime, brings you up to a dollar. And, making change that way. She got in trouble for doing that. Can you imagine? She actually understood what was happening. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you suffering from EP?
The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And, John, yeah, I was thinking during the last break about something that I learned in finance and economics classes back in the 1970s when I was at the university. And we were taught that there was a study of businesses that were outstanding at that time. And when a group of experts went into a business to see, you know, how well the business was doing, they would go into the cafeteria. So we're talking about, you know, a Fortune company like Fortune 500, for example. So the experts would go into the cafeteria and they would listen to the noise of the cafeteria at lunchtime. So if there was lots of noise and there was, you know, lots of laughter and giggling and, you know, camaraderie, that was an indication that the company was doing pretty well. Now, there were other companies where there was, you know, very quiet discussions, you know, at the lunch table, and people would kind of whisper, and they didn't say very much, very quiet, very orderly. Those are companies that did not do very well and weren't doing very well. So let's extrapolate from that point. And the reason I'm saying this is there's a quote on the post that you were just talking about, the last segment, from Albert Einstein. It says, "I fear the day that technology will surpass our human interaction. The world will have a generation of idiots. I fear the day that technology will surpass our human interaction. The world will have a generation of idiots." That's from Albert Einstein. So, if you look at the interaction that we have with people today, the cafeterias at companies, corporations, if you talk to someone in their house, that cell phone is out. The cell phone is out, and very few people today don't understand that we're being spied upon with our cell phones and that our government can turn them on and record anytime they feel like it. And all our calls are being monitored and stored and recorded. So put all that together, John Reagan, and now we have an incentive to not discuss anything, right? We don't want to discuss anything. So that leads us to have that cafeteria that's quiet and somber, where the free and open exchange of ideas, opinions, and solutions is not discussed. So if we don't do that, we will have a lower amount of development of solutions, less innovation. All because our government just won't leave us alone. Those perverts are spying all the time and has caused us to say less. It's kind of like in Nazi Germany. People barely spoke over a whisper, if at all, because they were afraid of those who were listening. And they didn't want to be hauled away because they might say something. Someone might overhear one of their thoughts. John, this is horrible what's happening to us through the spying of our cell phones. And if you want to follow my example, I dumped my cell phone. I don't have a cell phone. John, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's there's a mixed thing there. It's like I can't really dump mine because if you want to do business today and take credit cards, you're pretty much stuck. And even beyond that, the technology is getting to the point where even if you don't have one of the self trackers, the other devices are going to get you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true, but they're not going to be able to well, I can't see how at this point these government perverts can listen in on what's happening at the Finelli farm without the cell phone, because we don't have one of those televisions that has the camera in it, that has the microphone in it, that can send the signal back. Television, we don't have one of those new televisions. We don't have a telephone that can be turned on remotely in our farm. All of our phones are old technology before that. We don't have cable. We don't have cable TV. So unless they set up some device or have somebody plant a device in the farm, it's not going to work. And we have detection equipment to let us know if that's happening anyway. Bottom line is we're doing everything we can to keep these perverts away from us. But not everybody can do that, as you said.
And let me tell you a little bit about those old-style phones, too. I was talking with this was back when I was in the Air Force, somebody was in communications. And especially the really old style phones, which had the microphone where you could unscrew the mouthpiece, take it out.
Right. Uh-huh.
That when you put that down on the base, all that did was, you know, cut off the from the dial tone. It didn't stop the transmission. So somebody could be out there at the telephone pole listening to what's going on because that microphone was still transmitting. We have been spied on for decades, not just the modern technology.
Okay, well, I know the answer to that. The answer to that is to put a switch, a physical switch, on the telephone line to physically disconnect the telephone line. Now, the only problem with that is somebody might call, and, well, we'd never know it.
Well, the problem of as this Internet of Things ramps up, these devices are going to have those chips that we've talked about that, you know, listen 24/7. And because of the smart meters, you are not going to be able to bypass that. And we're going to be getting to a point where you either implement smart appliances or you're denied electric service. I see.
Well,
that
actually, I'm looking forward to being denied electric service. Seriously. I've been talking about with some students and instructors that I'm looking forward to going off the grid and dumping that smart meter. Absolutely. But the question is, will the government get to the point where they'll say, you know, whether you want electricity or not, you have to have this meter on your property? That would be interesting. That would really be interesting.
It's being done in Florida. You know, you have to be connected to the grid, both electric and water, if you want to have a house that they allow you to occupy.
Mm-hmm. And I've talked to some people about their sheriffs. Well, and people used to say, yeah, our sheriff's a really good guy. Fewer and fewer people are saying that. I mean, you look at Joey Kyle, right? Christian County, Missouri. He sold out his friends, neighbors, family. Yep. He signed up for a 1 year and 1 day stint in the federal pen because of crimes he committed. He had the county buy things that he sold to the county through a company that he set up. He kept the money, didn't deliver the goods, and he was willing to accept a year in the federal pen, a year and a day. Wonder what the real crimes were. Everybody that knows him is absolutely disgusted with him. He's a national disgrace. Yeah, I met him. I met him at the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association in Las Vegas. A lot of our friends were there. We had great hopes for Joey Kyle. We really did. He let us down. And, you know, the question is, how many of these sheriffs have any kind of intestinal fortitude? How many of them will stand up against the feds? I don't think very many. I really don't. So I think it's up to us to build our village. Build our village, get friends and neighbors who will stand together, talk to them, meet with them, have dinner with them, and plan. But you know what? I was talking to a guy who is training. He's deploying overseas. And we talked about drones. And I said, so what would happen if someone took out one of these drones, grabbed a shotgun, and he said, they'd light you up. That would probably be called a natural gas explosion. Yep, that's too bad. The farm blew up. Looks like they had a propane leak. The whole farm blew up. Got to be careful with propane. That's what we're looking at.
Well, on the fourth link, I've got a video, which is the Suspicious Observers Report from Saturday morning, I know many of the class watch suspicious observers for seeing what the solar weather is. On Saturday morning, you talked about the Antarctic ice, and this is important given that the climate change battle is going to start this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this video might help when you want to talk to goldfish that only have that 8-second attention span.
Mm-hmm.
And what he shows there is that there's more ice in Antarctica than previous. We're at record levels. It's not thin ice, it's thick. And where the ice is melting, it's because there's an undersea volcano there. What he didn't talk about that I think we should discuss, we've got a large number of volcanoes erupting right now, more than what we typically have in a year during the 20th century. And those are just the land-based ones. So given that most of the Earth is covered in water, there's probably 2 to 3 times that amount that are erupting underwater right now. And we've seen reports where the oceans are warming, and I believe what we're going to see is they're going to argue that this is all because of our cars, our carbon dioxide, our electric plants, and we got to do away with that. And there's probably going to be zero discussion about how many volcanoes are erupting underwater right now.
Yeah, John, but I'm concerned. I don't think you can just keep taking and taking and taking oil out of the ground and not have it have an impact. I wonder about the earthquakes and the fracking and the pumping of oil and water out of the ground. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com.
And thank you for being in class today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we've got to meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg. And I'm going to ask them about the egg situation. Jimmy's Egg, it's a breakfast and lunch restaurant in Springfield, Missouri. The question is, are they seeing the same thing with the shortage of eggs that John Reagan was talking about? So the meetup tonight, we're going to talk about how to make wine and beer and cordage, how to make wicks and a rope. And we're going to see an example of a do-it-yourself lighting system for starting plants indoors. Now, how many of you have done that? Well, we have, certainly. John Reagan, what's next?
I'm going to cover two more articles. One's about midway through the bigger picture section called Accident or On Purpose. And the bottom, it's not gun registration. Now, sometimes accidents are just accidents, and a couple of weeks ago, we lost John Nash, who the film A Beautiful Mind was about. He's a mathematician who did a lot of work in game theory, which is some of the math is actually being used against us now. And from what I understand, it was pretty much a timing issue. He got arrived early, took a cab instead of waiting for his limo. And that cab was involved in the crash, which led to his death. Now, what's interesting, this came out just a few days ago, is that just 3 days before that car crash, he's telling somebody that he discovered a replacement equation for Einstein's theory. And when you rock the boat, sometimes that can be hazardous to your health. So I can't say there's anything nefarious in there, but it's just curious, the timing on that. And lastly, I saved this one to last because I figured if I led with this one, we might not get anything else today. Congress, the Democrats, are trying to get gun liability insurance passed. So, you know, it's not gun registration, but, you know, why would you have gun insurance if you didn't have a gun? So this is a backdoor way of doing gun registration and getting that nice list where they can come greet you in the middle of the night. Vincent?
You're right. It's a good thing you didn't mention this in the beginning of the broadcast. John, I despise these people. I really do. But this is absolutely brilliant. So it's not the government asking you for your serial number for your rifle, pistol, shotgun. It would be the insurance company. Well, they've got to know because, heck, you know, if that's stolen or used in a crime and they have to defend you financially, you know, indemnify you, well, heck, they've got to have that serial number. You're absolutely right. This is a great way to register guns. And the government can do what it always does. Pays off these criminal conspirators like, you know, Verizon, Apple, Microsoft, who sell our secrets, right? It's real easy. They just get in bed with these guys and tell you what, it's really simple, guys. You in the insurance business, we're going to create a new market for you. Yeah. Gun insurance. How about that? How about if we make people buy your concept that you pay, customer pays money to an insurance company. We require them to do it, kind of like automobile insurance. You got to have it, right? In most states, or you pay a bond. What a great way to go. Oh, man. So
we could call it, Obama gun care.
Yeah, gun care. So what we need to do is make sure you never reelect anybody. Anybody who's in office, never reelect anybody. We can't stand the risk. They're compromised. And as one of our instructors said to me, any sheriff who's been in term for more than one term is a gun runner. Yep. Think about that. Selling guns that they've stolen from we the people. Gun running. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Class meetup tonight. Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
Hey, Berkey guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.